Today's scripture lesson is from Romans 5, 1 through 5, peace and hope. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, character hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. The words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. With hope. And he said, "Peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you. I do not give to you as the world gives." Do you get that? The world's never going to give you peace. Oh, it may look like it for a little bit. "I do not give to you as the world gives. But the Father will send to you an advocate, the Holy Spirit, who will teach you everything and remind you of what I have said." Woo, big step. And then he says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." There's a lot of troublesome stuff going on these days, amen? And so I trust in those words. But, you know, I had glossed right over that Holy Spirit thing. I do not know how long. And I went, dude, wait a minute. He never intends for us to do this alone. The Holy Spirit is poured out in us, to be used by God for God. Everybody look at each other and go, "Man, you're holding it well." Oh, no, you don't have to. But it's a big deal. We are more powerful. Sometimes we feel so powerless. Did anybody feel powerless this week? A little bit powerless? We are so powerful. And we forget it because the world distracts us so. I love the words of Paul. You know, for a while, I wasn't too fond of Paul. Oh, I said it out loud. Well, like to be begun in the light. Anyway, I said it out loud. You know, because he says this stuff about who's supposed to be silent in church and who's not supposed to be silent in church. And I've never been silent in church, so I didn't think it pertained to me. He's talking about women. That's okay. Because I thought, wow. But the more I read Paul, I realize that Paul was on a journey just like you and I, and his letters changed. Have you noticed that? He wrote 13 epistles, and they literally transform as he is transformed. I mean, when you first meet him, he's killing Christians. He's quite a oof. And then the walk to Emmaus, he is blinded, he is healed, he knows Jesus. And then he knows the power of the Holy Spirit. His life was always transforming. And don't you know, the longer he lived, the more powerful he felt the Spirit in him, the more he changed. I know that's what's happened with me. And I could look at several of you and go, and it's what's happened to you. We are not the same people we used to be. Amen? And praise God. Just for me. I'm just talking about me now. We are constantly being transformed. Sometimes when somebody, I worry a little bit for folks who claim Christ and they actually act like they know everything. And I worry for them a little bit, because that's usually when God gives me quite a lesson. We do not have the mind of God. There is no way that we can know everything and all the plans. We're not enough to know that, but we're certainly enough to be part of it when he puts us in. Have you ever felt like you kind of got put into something that you didn't even ever think you'd do? Oh, nobody? Huh. Well, I can't wait to see what God's getting ready for you then. Every time I go, mm-mm, he goes, uh-huh. Yeah, you're going to do this. Mm-hmm. Let's see how this works for you, little sister. I love it so much. Today's scripture, he's writing to a church at Rome. Now, Rome was kind of a wide open town. Can you imagine? All towns are wide open. Aren't we all wide open at times, different times? We always want to think our little town is sweet and cuddly, and sometimes our little town is not sweet and cuddly. all towns have stuff going on. And he wanted to write to this church to encourage them. I share these words and you know the other cool thing about him? He would always start off with, now he was going to spank you a little bit. He was going to tell them something, a little hard to hear sometimes. But he always starts out in like this. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Romans 1. I like to read what's above, and then I kind of slip into what's behind the scripture we're looking at today. Hear that again. This is the Apostle Paul speaking to a church. This is some sweet people who are just trying to live life. People in their life are coming and going. Bad things are happening in their town. And they're trying to claim the love of Jesus Christ. Because that's the deal. The love of Jesus Christ. Who, when asked, says the most important commandments are love God, love others. He doesn't say love the others like you. He doesn't say others who live in Lebanon only. He said others. I like that. So hear these words. Dear Lebanon, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is proclaimed throughout the world. People will use that little library, and they may or may not know that you had anything to do with it, but you did, and you'll know it. Verse 9 says, for God, who I'm served with my spirit by announcing the gospel of his Son. That's how we serve God. This is my witness that without ceasing, I remember you always in my prayers. You cannot pray often enough. Asking that by God's will, I may somehow at last succeed in coming to you. See, you hadn't been there. Sometimes we preachers, he's a preacher, sometimes we think we got to be in-house. I like being in-house. I just do. I like seeing your face. I like finding out what's going on with your family. I like finding out. I think I boo-booed. Is Miss Ruth Johnson 90? She's part of that 90. What a wild crew we've got. Let me tell you something. Anybody that's part of the 90 crew, put your hand up. And wave it like you care. If you're part of the 90 crew, put your hand up and wave it like you care. As a pastor, I like being here. I like being here with you. I like being wherever you are. God calls me to that because we are called to our purpose. We are called to our purpose. And then he goes on to say, for I am longing to see you so that I may share with you some spiritual gift to strengthen you. Do you know I love doing that with people? Anytime you want to come sit in my office, we'll pray together, and God will reveal your gift. I didn't always know that either. And it's not necessarily an easy thing, and it doesn't always happen right off the bat. But you and I help each other discern and discover our gifts. Oh, some of you, I go, oh, I know what you're supposed to be doing. You're not doing it yet, but I know what you're supposed to be doing because I ask God about you. Always ask, what's the prayer? What's the prayer? And Paul says he does this to strengthen you, because until you are in your call and your purpose, you're just waffling a bit. Doing good things, but you're waffling a little bit because God's got a plan for you. Or so that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. Your faith inspires me. I hope my faith can inspire you the longer we are in this new season that we're in. I have been at another church, and I wondered how anyone in that church would ever trust my words since they did not know me. So I knew I had to go live with them a while. And many of you are so gracious and said, "We know her. She'll do." And I'm grateful. And yet every day something about me changes. I've discovered that, especially in the last 3-4 weeks. Asking God, what is going on? And God has been so gracious. And you all have stepped up to the plate in such an amazing, incredible, inspiring way. And I don't say that lightly. Ask my husband. I don't give out compliments real easy. Bless his heart. You have inspired me so much. I think that's why I love letters, these letters from Paul now, because the people he was writing to, he knew they were facing extraordinarily tough times. Don't you love hearing that sound? Sorry. He knew they were facing extraordinarily tough times by the Roman government, by pagans, by anybody who didn't like a single, because they're talking love. Are you nuts? I'm supposed to love my enemy. I'm supposed to take care of the vulnerable. I'm supposed to welcome the immigrant. I'm supposed to... Are you kidding me? They were on everybody's hit list. And he loved them so much because through it all, they kept their place. They kept their way that they knew they wanted to work and honor God. I share these words. God and I talked a lot about what we would do today. What we believe motivates our actions. Do you hear that? What we believe motivates our actions. If I believe this, I'm going to behave like that. If I believe this, I'm going to act like that. What we believe motivates our actions. And our actions reveal our purpose. We had a long talk about that one. I said, "Oh?" And he said, "Yeah, think about it for a minute, Marsh. What we believe motivates our actions, and our actions reveal our purpose. What I'm supposed to be doing for God." You see, we were built, created by a God who loves us so much, who sent his Son for us to teach us and guide us and be a part of that thing called the crucifixion and resurrection. And then we are sent the Holy Spirit to dwell within us. That's a holy trinity. Now, if you want me to say, "Oh, I can tell you this scientifically how this works," I can't do it. But I know it's real because I know it. Some things you think, some things you even believe. I mean, there's a lot of beliefs floating around right now. Can I get an amen? I believe this, I believe that, I'm right because of this, and you're wrong. I believe. But then there are some things you know. Like, I know Jenny Bounds is sitting right there in that little pew. I know that. You know what you know, right? And what I know is that Almighty God, through the power and the beautiful gift of Jesus Christ, has empowered me, you, with the Holy Spirit to do God's work. Somebody go, yay! Because you know what that means? You don't have to do it alone. Now, that doesn't mean if I eat way too much dessert, I can blame it on the Holy Spirit. Well, the Holy Spirit told me to eat it. No, that's not the way the Holy Spirit works. Because that doesn't honor God. But if God honoring things that we do, we can't do it alone. You are not alone. When you turn on the news and see the things you see, when you hear the things you hear, no, you are not alone. The Holy Spirit empowers you, and the Holy Spirit empowers us to stay together in love. Because that's what the world doesn't want. The world doesn't want us to stay together in love. They can separate us out. Have you noticed that? Do you feel that? I mean, I hope you notice it. And if you haven't noticed it, I hope you'll start paying attention. Anything that separates you out from reasonable people. So what's reasonable, Marcia? I don't know. You're going to have to figure that one out. But if it's something that's just going to divide the room, you might want to ask God about it first. Just a thought. Just a thought. You might want to consider asking God. You see, God does these things to keep us together, and the world does these things to pull us apart. Do you feel that at all? You're looking a little puzzled. I get it. I've talked too long. I love thinking about Scripture. I never knew I would love thinking about Scripture as much as I do. When I went to school, it was like, oh, Lord. David Norberry, you didn't know David. David looked at me. He says, well, I believe you got a call, but I don't think you're very academic. And then he just laughed, if you'd ever heard him laugh. And then he just laughed. And he said, but I believe in a God who can do more than we can imagine. And the fact that I graduated in 2010 tells you that God is a God of miracles. Amen? Okay. I love looking at Scripture. I hope you do. I'm hoping moving forward, we're going to do a lot more unpacking of these Scriptures and what they mean and what they spoke to the people then and what they speak to us now, because there's always a message. Always a message. If you think this is just an old book that just somebody, I don't know, a bunch of guys put together, you could sort of be right, but not, because it speaks to us. It speaks to us. In today's Scripture, therefore, since we are justified by faith, who has faith? I'm not looking. Who has faith? We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. It's through Jesus that we receive that. And we boast in our hope. Boast is probably a word that's a little, you know, we go, uh-oh. But we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. I will share the glory of God all day long and half the night, because the other half I'm asleep. But, and not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings. Now that's the tough one. Whew. Knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Lately, I have felt like the world has just tried to knock the hope right out of us. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Gosh, I love that so much. Look at somebody and say, you're amazing. Turn around and look at somebody, anybody, I don't care. If you're here by yourself, is anybody here by themselves? You're amazing. You're amazing. You're amazing. And I'm going to encourage you, because here's what I know about this. Some days my Holy Spirit slips a little bit, and I need a little encouragement. I don't think that's an untrue statement for any of us. So I'm a big proponent of encouraging one another in a really difficult world, it seems. Nothing but the love of God lasts forever. Can you hold on to that for a minute? Breathe it in for a second. And because we believe, nothing but the love of God lasts forever. Not sorrow, not pain, not confusion, not anger. Nothing but the love of God lasts forever. Forever. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Oof. That's you and me. That's something. We boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. That's a big word, but that's what Jesus' job was, to reconcile us. And I think he did it. Anybody else think he did it? Okay. I am grateful for you being here today, and I want to ask you, you're going to go, oh my gosh, what is she doing now? In front of you is a blue book called the United Methodist Hymnal. Can you find it? If you can't find it, let's find one for each other. And on 881, and actually 882, there is what is called an affirmation of faith. Now, you're not going to see a slide, and those sweet folks up there, you're not, don't get excited, because I'm just kind of doing this to you, because I kind of wanted us to have one of these in our hands for just a minute. United Methodist Hymnal. 881. You see, in 381, Constantine decided we Christians needed to get our act a little together. And they started coming up with these affirmations of faith. Because people said, what is going on with you all? Who are you? Who are you? And so these came into being to explain who we are and what we believe. Isn't that cool? That this has been around that long? Apostles' Creed's been around a day or two. Would you join me, and let's do 881. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. If you will look, the word Catholic in this book means universal. And in some of the newer printings, they actually use the word universal so that we don't get hiccuped about the word Catholic. I have beautiful Catholic friends, so it never bothered me at all. But I did have somebody that it kind of rankled them a little bit. And I said, well, honey, then just say universal. It's okay with me. I love that so much. Thank you for sharing that with me today. And in the days to come, you might open up that hymnal and think you might want to say it again. We have belief in an amazing God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, in order to have hope. We're a people of hope. Smile great big. And some of you are going to get taken out to lunch in a little while. I hope. We're going to have a little bitty thing. The gymnasium is currently being semi-used. That's the word I want to use. Well, we set tables and chairs up there and a pretty tablecloth, and we're going to have little doings in there. Doings. You know what a doings is? Well, when I tell you we're having a doings, that's where it'll be. We're going to have little doings in there. And I'm hoping that every man, and you know, sometimes it's Father's Day, and we love that. I had a poppy. I bet some of you guys had a poppy, a grandpoppy, a granddad. You know, I love thinking about this when I said we believe in our belief. I don't want to say it wrong because God gave it to me. I'm not that smart. What we believe motivates our actions, and our actions reveal our purpose. And I have to tell you that I was really blessed to have the men in my life who helped me on that journey. Look around this room. I have to go like this. Men in this room help somebody on their journey. Isn't that cool? It's a good feeling. Men, you're doing a good job. Sometimes the world makes a little bit of not that. They kind of, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of comedians who kind of diss men. I don't like it real well. Because you're pretty fabulous. And I want you to know that. I want you to know everybody in this room thinks that. If your papa's here with you, just reach over and pat him a little bit, would you? If your papa's in heaven, you could do this a little bit. It's okay. We believe by what is poured into us. And sometimes, sadly, some people don't have really good stuff poured into them. And they make mistakes. And we're still going to love them, right? Yeah, we're still going to love them. We're going to go down the hall and have a doings in a little bit. I hope some of you will come down there. There's plenty of cookies. Thanks, a little bit of coffee down there. Oh, don't let me forget to get the cold water out of the refrigerator. Don't let me forget it. Let's pray together. Holy God, we are so grateful to be in this place, and we love you so much. Guide us and help us. Remind us of the dwelling of the Holy Spirit, that we are not alone. It's in Jesus' name we pray, amen.